I'm in the US as part of an Eisenhower Fellowship. I'm a 2022 African Fellow, and we are a group, a cohort of 25 Africans from across 7 countries looking at solutions to tackle climate change on the continent. As part of the fellowship, I'm traveling around the US talking to different thought leaders, organizations, universities on my project, which looks at how to involve women and youth in climate-led solutions for small stock keeping across the Maasai Mara. So I'll be visiting Fort Collins to talk to students and researchers at the Colorado State Universities on how to involve communities, how to work with communities to come up with climate solutions. But I'm also interested in learning from them how to build strong collaborations and networks.
How do you keep the young people in their land instead of leaving their land looking for opportunities outside?
I believe that solutions lie with people from the land and with the young people. Young people are more exposed, they have access to the internet, to social media, so they have a lot of innovative ideas. And as we set up conservation projects, we need to engage them more. So one of the things we do is work really closely with young people in the Maasai Mara to come up with sustainable conservation solutions. But we're also working with them to come up with livestock-related businesses that are sustainable and that they feel that they are part of, so then they become part of the solution. And so far, we've got a lot of interest in that. And hopefully, we can maintain that and encourage even more young people to join in.
One of the solutions that you were talking about is that the women, they know how to run businesses and how to take care of every member of the family by purchasing livestock and sharing this power. If you can elaborate around that.
So women for a long time are not seen as being part of this value chain, but what we found is that women have an interest in maintaining small stock, and because women take care of the household, they look for food, they are the best custodians of the environment. They will make sure that destroyed environments are restored because they are the ones who then go look for water. They can maintain the grasslands because they look for fuel for cooking. So we found that women are working on this and they have a lot more to give, so providing them with the space to be able to maintain and manage the environment is important.
Finally, you have been traveling all over the United States.
Yes.
And you will continue. Why are you doing this, walking around, traveling around?
So the Eisenhower Fellowship has made this really possible. And the Eisenhower Fellowship was set up by the former US president, and it seeks to promote a world that's more just and fair. And one way it does this is by bringing people from different parts of the world and providing us with a platform and an avenue to talk to leaders and experts in areas that, you know, that we're interested in. And this year we are looking at climate change, which has a big impact across the world, but more so in Africa, because the impacts of climate change are really being felt when you look at changing weather patterns, food insecurity, and just degraded landscapes. And so this is a really unique opportunity for me to meet people from across the US who are working from policy to research to practitioners, and to just learn from them, but then also to educate them on what's happening in the continent. And as a cohort, we are trying to come up with a solution for Africa from Africa. So I'm really excited about my Eisenhower Fellowship journey and looking forward to going to a few more places.
Thank you so much. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longobete.